Good afternoon. You're here with Bike Sport Radio, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's Monday, May 7th, broadcasting from our studios at downtown Los Angeles here in Koreatown. We got race results from the Pit Crit, Devil's Punch Bowl, Dana Point Grand Prix, and we've also got an interview with Chuck Seamount, short chat about the weekly local kettle group training ride. And we got our phone lines ringing already as well, so we'll go to that shortly. Maybe we can get our secretary to answer the phone. Oh, this is Kill Radio. We don't have a secretary. And we got sounds from last year's exciting Scotts Valley Grand Prix. Also, our promoter, Mark Davis. That could be him on the line right now. Hold on.
Bike Sport Radio.
Hey, Brad, it's Mark Davis.
Hey, Mark, good timing. We just started our show. We started a little late. But,
okay.
Tell us a little bit about the upcoming Scotts Valley Grand Prix.
Awesome. So this will be the second year of the Scotts Valley Grand Prix. I started it last year, and the impetus was to put on a bicycle race that would at the least showcase the pro 1-2-3 women, because Tour California has yet to get a 2-day to 5-day to 8-day women's stage race going.
That
was the original thing to do. The second thing was that I wanted to be able to create another type of festival race. I grew up racing on the East Coast, and back there, there's just a lot of festivals or carnivals with races attached to them. And here on the West Coast, at least in NorCal, they're mostly just races out in cow pastures where the sponsors don't get much exposure,
right,
and the cyclists don't get spectators to see them.
Right.
So I was like, hey, you know, I'm really motivated to make this thing do something different. And then also Shelley Olds lived in my neighborhood, and I had this course I used as a training course for crits on a Thursday or Friday night for a crit race on the weekend. I was like, wow, boom, let's bring all those together. So bring that full forward to this year. This year we've got Easton Bell Sports, who relocated to Scotts Valley as our title sponsor.
Nice.
And they've been so gracious. They've given us so much product and cash for this race. It's ridiculous. So if anybody doesn't show up for this race this weekend, they're going to miss out. We've got over $9,700 worth of just prizes, not talking about the cash purse.
So you got,
and
almost
the pros will be getting paid up. Yeah,
we're talking
like a pair of EC90 tubular wheel sets where you get to pick what type of cog set you got on it, or, you know, the spline. So that's a $2,000 prize right there. We've got Blue Competition Cycles giving us two coupons with $500 off of buying any blue bicycle, a bunch of swag from those guys. We've got Spec Products, who makes covers for iPads and iPhones and Androids. We have a ton of covers for some of your electronic equipment. We've got, in the women, we've got $3,000 cash purse minimum, placing 20 places deep. And that's not talking about any cash preems there either.
Right.
That
is a really good women's prize, a women's prize list, too. And this event, don't get us wrong, listeners, this is a downtown event, right? Downtown.
Well, it's kind of like a pseudo-downtown industrial thing, but, yeah, it's pretty awesome. Plus, then we've got the pro men's race at 2,520 places deep. But they race at 7:50 at night, so they'll finish under the lights, so it's a twilight. Cat 3s will actually race right before the pro men, which is usually unheard of, but we spaced out the race this year so that money racers based on age can race at least two races. Also, we have a vending area where there's going to be food, wine, beer. On top of that, there's going to be a live band, and that's in support of a guy named Brian Stowe. So anybody, if you've been listening to the news, there was a guy named Brian Stowe, a Giants fan, went down to Dodger Stadium, got beat up by a couple of guys, and he's got a brain injury. One of the things that's always been following me around in cycling over 20 years is people with brain injuries, and I'm kind of like susceptible to helping people with that. So we're going to have not only the bike race going on and the fun and the green part of, you know, health and fitness, but we're trying to help out a family. Brian Stowe's family is local to Scotts Valley. So we're trying to help out a family with a raffle, an auction. So there'll be Giant stuff on raffle. There'll be Easton Bell products. I'm not certain if there'll be baseball stuff, but there'll definitely be some cycling stuff.
That's very cool.
The local part of Easton is here.
Very cool.
Cycling.
So, and,
yeah, we got it going
stay,
on.
Where do people stay when they come into town? Santa Cruz is local, Scotts Valley, of course.
Santa Cruz, Scotts Valley. We have a deal. There's a Hilton here. They usually have $250 night rooms. If you say the Scotts Valley Grand Prix, when you call them up at the Scotts Valley Hilton, they'll give you a room for $109.
Sweet.
There are there's like a Best Western in town and some places local in Santa Cruz as well. But you know, we'd love if you stayed at the Hilton because I think you'll have an experience that you've never had before. Also, down from the SoCal area, this year we've got a commitment from Wonderful Pistachios. They're going to be racing.
Oh, sweet.
On the women's side, Nicole Wangsgaard, who won the women's race and the Primal Map My Ride team, will be there. Keith Miller will be back with Giant Berry Farms to protect his win. Tibco to the top, Team Vanderkitt and Focus. And if you guys listen to this show, you've listened to Jennifer Reither talk. She's the captain of that team.
Oh, yeah.
They'll all be there. Red Racing, which is American Heart Association women's team, they'll be there. And Peanut Butter Company has us also on their calendar of events. So there should be a lot of stuff out there. Last but not least, my buddy Freddy Rodriguez, three-time national champion.
Oh, yeah.
He has put out there that he wants to bring juniors. I don't know if it's been secured yet because there's also the Tour of California starting that day. But his company, Proof Cycling, has built the winner's jersey. So if you guys go to the Scotts Valley Grand Prix Facebook page, you can see pictures of the new jersey if you win. And basically, we have so much stuff and fun and products and prizes that if you come out and race, it's almost impossible for you to go home with your hands empty. So please come out. We definitely really want the women out there. I just heard a rumor that Kern County Classic's been canceled. And so we want Central California. We want SoCal. And we definitely want the NorCal women to come out and support this race because this race has been built for them.
Well, my guess is they'll be there, Mark. I saw that event last year. It was part of the Masters Cycle League, and it was an awesome, awesome event. And that's coming up on Sunday or Saturday, May 14th, 15th?
What's the date? May 15th.
May 15th.
Which is a Sunday. First race, which is a Cat 4 race, is at 1 o'clock. The last race starts at 7:50, ends roughly about 9 o'clock. It'll be the Pro 1-2 with 60 minutes plus 5 laps. And in between, we'll have a whole bunch of different races. Oh, I left one thing out, the kids race. So we got a free kids race for kids 3 to 9. They get a free cowbell, and they get a free dinner coupon at Bruno's Barbecue, which is one of our local places, a great place to eat. And if anybody wants to sign up, just go to truesport.com. On the right-hand side, there's a banner that's rotating that says Scotts Valley Grand Prix and has a bunch of pictures of women. You can see a Cola Vita kit in the middle of it. Click on that, you get registered, kids register for free, everybody else is roughly $35 to $40. And if you race the Catch Hill race the day before on May 14th, which is about, I think it's a 38-year-old race, probably one of the best races in California, if you race that race and bring your bib number and show it at the registration, we'll knock another $5 off your race.
Nice. Wow, very nice. Good job, Mark. Well, we'll look for that at truesport.com. Is there also a website for the event itself, Scotts Valley Grand Prix?
Yeah, so you can go to facebook.com/ Scotts Valley Grand Prix.
Okay.
Or you can go to scottsvalleygrandprix.com.
scottsvalleygrandprix.com. Fantastic. All right, looking forward to that event coming up next weekend in Scotts Valley, Northern California. Thanks a lot, Mark.
All right, thanks, Brad. You have a good day.
Thanks.
All right, Mark Davis. Northern Cal, Scotts Valley Grand Prix, going to be a fantastic event. I was there last year at that event, scottsvalleygrandprix.com and truesport.com for online registration. You don't want to miss that one. Okay, we got some upcoming race results from the previous weekends. Let's move into those race results for right now. All right, in the Devil's Punch Bowl, road race in Pear Blossom, California. Men's Pro 1-2s. Third place, Cash Call Mortgage's Lee Muse. Second place, Stefano Barberi. And your winner, also from Cash Call Mortgage, Devin Dunn. In the women's category 1-2-3s and pros, third place Team Tibco's Alexis Ryan, second place SC Velo's Katie Donovan, and your winner Dotsie Bosch. Women's category 4s, third place Kimberly Tom, riding for Team Dude Girl, second place Connie Cycling Junior Racing Team's Kate Wilson, and your winner Amber Gaffney. And in the men's Masters 55 plus, Mark Huffman taking third from Suncoast Velo. Second place, Michael Mueller, riding for UC Cyclery. And your winner, riding for Planet Bike, Robert Downs. Masters 45-49. Steve Klasna taking sixth place, riding for Big Orange Synergy Cycles. Fifth place, going to Big Orange Cycling's Jeff Cosmo. Fourth place, Roger Worthington, riding for Breakaway UBS Elite Masters. Third place, Barry Lasko's DDS Race Team's Louis Amelbrow. Second place, Breakaway UBS Elite Masters Thurlow Rogers. And your winner from California Bike Company, Benny Parks. Complete results for the Devil's Punch Bowl at usacycling.org. Okay, the Cool Mountain Bike Race, held near Auburn, Northern California. Race results: they needed 200 participants to break even, and heavy rain several days before the event made it a mud fest, and they got over 700 people to participate. What an excellent event, the Cool Mountain Bike Race, Auburn Bike Works. A lot of categories, all ages. Kids 8 years, Mason Kelly, picking that one up. 8 to 11 year olds, Aiden Keys, picking up the win there. 8 to 11 year old girls, Kayla Crockill, there's your winner. Beginner men's, up to age 15, Nathan Barton, taking the win. Beginner women, up to age 15, Sydney Moyle. And the beginner men, 16 to 19 year olds, Mitchell Maddox, taking that win. Beginner men's, 30 to 39, Tim Wells picking up the win at the Cool Mountain Bike Race. And the beginners 50 plus, Fred Habenicht taking that win. Sport men, Seth Lady, that's ages 20 to 29, sport men taking that win. In the sports 40 to 49, Tom Campo taking the win there. And in the sport 50 plus, Ray Fortner picking up the win. Semi-pro men, Michael Hosey taking the win over Aaron Timmel in second, Justin Abbott in third. And the semi-pro women, Ann Fortner with a DNF, unfortunately. Carol Boland in second and Sarah Mile taking the win in the semi-pro women. Expert men's 19 to 39, David Miller taking that win. Expert women 18-year-olds, Catherine Pollard. And in the single speeders, ages 35, Tyler Honeyman picking up that win. Single speeders 36 and over, Chuck Ross taking the win there. Clydesdale's Tom Wood picking up the win. Tandem Racing, Robert Fletcher and his partner picking up the win there. Cyclocross categories, Kurt Ferguson taking the win. And in old school, yes, they had an old school category, Jeff Barker winning that. And even the blue collar category, Blaine Quillen taking that win in the blue collar men's category. That's the cool mountain bike race. Check out full results at auburnbikeworks.com. Results for the Breakaway from Cancer Dana Point Grand Prix held on May Day at Dana Point. In the Masters 35 and over, taking the podium place in third place, Anthony Restuccia, riding for Team Helens. Breakaway UBS Elite Masters, Thurlow Rogers in second, and your winner from Ride Cyclery, Carl Bordine. Women's pros and category 1-2-3s. Third place going to Jenny Rios. Second place, Sugar Cycles Factory Racing's Shelby Reynolds. And your winner running for GS Adams Avenue Bicycles, Jennifer Valenti. The men's pros and Cat 1s. Fifth place going to Monster Media Racing's Kylie Leo Grandi. Fourth place, Shoei Rock and Roads, Nicholas Brandt Sorensen's. Third place, Ben Kirsten out of Boulder, Colorado. Second place going to Rasan Bahati, and your winner running for Jelly Belly, Charles Huff. Men's category fours, third place, Robert Engel. Second place, Montrose Bike Shop's Frank Velasquez. And your winner from Aqua Aldui San Diego Bike Club's Tate Campbell. In the men's Cat 3, Stratton Easter taking third place, riding for Riddy Racing, Robin Miranda in second, and Echelon Santa Barbara's Alex Darville picking up that win. The Category 2 men, Major Motions' Corey Williams, third place, and your winner from Team Helens, Aaron Wimberly. In the Masters 45 Plus, Mark Scott taking third place, riding for Surf City, Evan Tesk in second, and Breakaway UBS Elite Masters Aaron Gadia taking that win. And in the Men's Category 5 Beginners category, Swami Cycling taking third place, Stephen Lavery. Second place going to California Pools DeWalt, Michael Cleveland, and your winner, Leonardo Garcia out of Chula Vista. That was the Dana Point Grand Prix. Complete details on those results at usacycling.org. Okay, and in Northern Cal, the Pit Crit, Pittsburgh, California, held on May 7th. Taking fifth place from Missing Link Coaching Systems, Anna Barnesfeld. Fourth place, Webcar Alto Velos, Rebecca Werner. Third place, Webcar Alto Velos, Mary Elizabeth Maroon. And it was a 1-2 sweep by Peanut Butter and Company. Second place, Olivia Dillon. And first place, Corin Rivera in the Women's Pros. Pittsburgh Criterium, Northern Cal. Masters 45 Plus. Third place going to Craig Romer out of Team Specialized Racing Masters. David Langley picking up second place from Morgan Stanley Smith Barney. And your winner also from Team Specialized, Kevin Metcalf. The men's pros in Cat 1-2s. Fifth place, Team Specialized Dean LeBarge. Fourth place, Major Motions Justin Williams. Third place, McGuire Cycling Sterling Magnell. Second place, going to California Giant Berry Farm Steve Reaney. And your winner, also riding for Team Specialized, Freddie Rodriguez.
In the category three men, Alex Kassin from Whole Athlete taking third place. Scott Penzarella riding for Studio Velo in second. And your winner from Webcore Alto Velo, Jeff Linder. Men's category fours, third place going to Taleo Racing's Jimmy Pham. Second place, R4R Make-A-Wish, Oliver Ryan. And your winner from the Davis Bike Club, Christopher Harland Dunaway out of Davis.
All right, Bike Sport Radio continues now. We've got on the line to discuss one of the stages of the Tour of California. We've got Eric Smith.
How you doing, Eric?
Hi, Brad. How are you?
Good, good, good. It's a great day today. So tell us a little bit about Tour of California this year.
Well, everybody's holding their breath for the Stage 7 from Claremont to Mount Baldy. People have been waiting for 6 years for this. It's our first true mountaintop finish. Yeah, people are excited. We had a ride there on Saturday. It's called La Tap to California. We had 1,500 riders do that event, doing the same stage, over 11,000 feet, and we had 850 riders make it all the way to the top to the chairlifts. Pretty amazing day of racing out there.
Only about half of them, huh?
I expected a lot less. They really surprised me.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are asking questions about how do I get up to Mount Baldy? One of the roads going to be closed. Am I going to be able to park?
Those are good questions, yeah.
Yeah, so we just finished a spectator advisory. It's a three-page document that has basic information about the stage, about what you can do and what you can't do.
Okay.
It goes through best places to watch the race for the whole stage, covers road closures, what time the roads are going to close, and also what your parking options are going to be up there. That will be on the Tour of California website later this afternoon or maybe early evening. So if your listeners would go to the Tour of California website and go to Stage 7, they should be able to find the document. It will be a PDF. They can download it, read it, and then make their plans accordingly. But the thing I want to emphasize to people, if you're going to go and watch that stage, be up there by 9 o'clock on Saturday. It's going to be kind of crazy. There is some parking. It's going to be limited. You should really plan on parking the first available spot you can find, which is going to be on Mount Baldy Road or on Glendora Mountain Road, and get your bike out and plan on riding up to see the race.
Bring water and food and everything.
Bring water and food. There's no gasoline. There's no water.
Right.
And there's virtually no food. You might find some residents up there with card tables set up selling food and water, but you're pretty much on your own. So you need to pack it in, and please remember to pack it out on your way out.
Yeah, and at 9 o'clock latest, and the stage actually starts at what time?
Stage starts at 11:45. The roads are going to start closing around 10:30. There is no shuttle program for spectators, so your main parking is going to be on Mount Baldy Road, south of the village. Everything from Ice House Canyon, which is basically where the switchbacks start, all the way up to the finish, is going to be taken over by the race, so there'll be virtually no parking there for spectators. If you get up there very early on Saturday, you might snag a spot north of the village, but we're even taking up some of that spot for...
Right.
Team parking.
There's very small slivers of dirt by the shoulders that
there
you can
are.
Stand on, and not just be careful not to fall off the mountain. It's
pretty steep. CHP is going to start closing Mount Baldy Road at around 10:30, 11 o'clock. They don't want you going up there looking for a spot, finding something, then driving beyond it looking for something closer and finding that there is nothing closer, and it becomes very, very difficult to
get you out.
Turn around. And we do have some of our staff needs to get up there, and we don't want a traffic jam
right.
at the race.
Now, there is a little bit of a small parking lot at Baldy Ski Lift at the very top. Is that an option for people if they get there early enough to hang out there?
No. That's where the race finish is going to be, so that is completely taken over with
Got it.
With the stages, the TV compound, there'll be no parking up there at all.
Okay, but they could walk up there if they park lower and actually be at the finish line.
Park or ride and experience the switchbacks firsthand.
Sweet. And the posting on the spectators is at what website will they find this on?
It's AmgenTourCalifornia.com.
AmgenTourCalifornia.com. Okay, and that's coming up on Saturdays.
Saturday the 21st.
Yeah.
We're all heading up to Lake Tahoe this week, leaving on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Looking at snow, possibly, for the start, so it should be very interesting.
Sweet. Wow, very cool. Anything else you want to add, Eric?
That's all I have. Just I don't want to scare people away from watching the event, and I'll tell you, there are awesome places to watch Stage 7, not just on the switchbacks, but on Glendora Ridge.
Glendora Ridge is a great spot, too.
Glendora Mountain Road, there are spots there where you can see the race coming and going, so you get to see it twice. And it's easier to get to and a lot easier to get home once the race goes by.
Good point. Yeah, I know I was up at the stage that went to Big Bear last year, and we stayed down a little lower near Rim of the Valley.
Right.
And saw the race go by there. It was way easier to get out of Big Bear. We were home really early. Other people were out there, stuck for a while. But it's a great race to watch wherever you're at. So, fantastic. All right. Thanks. Thanks for calling in, Eric.
Okay. Good talking to you again, Brad.
Thanks.
Okay. Amgen Tour California is coming to town. You don't want to miss it. AmgenTourCalifornia.com. All right, so we got some upcoming events also in addition to that, amateur level events. May 21st also, which is one of the Amgen stages. There's a mountain bike race, the Boggs Mountain Bash. This is at Boggs Mountain near Auburn, Northern California. Cross-country racing, cross-country mountain bike racing, all categories, including single speed as well. And you can find out details at globalbiorhythmevents.com. Again, globalbiorhythmevents.com. That's the Bog Mountain Bash at Boggs Mountain. Cross-country mountain biking. And we just chatted with also Mark Davis discussing the Scotts Valley Grand Prix. Scotts Valley Grand Prix, a fantastic event. Only in its second year, it's grown immensely with a huge prize list. $3,000 for the women's Pro 123, and that's just as of now. That could go up even more. That's coming up on May 15th, presented by Easton Bell Sports, the Scotts Valley Grand Prix. Suzuki Sports Group is the one responsible for that. Check out ScottsValleyGrandPrix.com if you are in the Northern California area. That's May 15th. And May 14th and 15th, also the Death Valley Road Stage Race returns in Big Pine and Independence, May 14th and 15th, 55 miles. It's 13,400 feet of climbing at the Death Valley Road Stage Race. Going into Death Valley on Stage 1 and Stage 2, finishing up at the south part of Independence, California, Independence Peak Park. I believe that's Onion Valley it's called up there. Death Valley Road Stage Race. Check out EverestChallenge.com for details on that. EverestChallenge.com. Also on May 14th, the Downtown Modesto Criterium in Modesto. That's central/northern California, small-time criterium, amateur-level criterium with multiple categories, including a kids race at 45-minute 10:50 a.m. kids race, the Modesto Downtown Criterium. That's a Northern California event. Find out details at that at sportsspaceonline.com. Or full details at ncnca.org. And you don't want to miss the 38th annual Cats Hill Classic. The Los Gatos Bicycle Racing Club and Mike's Bikes presents the 38th Cats Hill Classic. This has got a brutal hill climb in it. And it's considered a criterium, yet it's got this incredible hill that just causes a lot of carnage. And a lot of attrition, a very steep climb, about 23%, and five 90-degree right turns. How do you get five 90-degree right turns in a loop? So, there's one 90-degree left turn, too, out there. The Cats Hill Criterium, 30th Annual Cats Hill Criterium. Visit catshill.org for that event. And the Cats Hill Criterium is also part of the Lance Armstrong Junior Race Series as well for juniors. Cats Hill Classic Criterium. Don't want to miss that one. Okay, so we got some sounds from last year's Scotts Valley Grand Prix to get you pumped up for Scotts Valley. We've got some sounds of fans bike racing sounds in general. We've got we had a chance to chat with Chuck Seamount shortly about one of the local South Bay rides, the Kettle Ride, a training ride, group ride, and just to sit back and enjoy these sounds and an interview here on Bike Sport Radio.
So I'm here on the hill of the stage two of the Tulsa Tough, down with some awesome fans. So I see you guys are painting the sidewalks here with some ponies and some, come on, Casey. So you must be a local to Tulsa Tough. What do you think of this race here?
Well, being a business owner, it's great for business. It's great for the community. We have a team, so we have team interests here, the Sound Pony team.
Yep.
So, yeah, we're cheering them on. We're hoping to get a couple victories, maybe some podiums out of it.
I think you guys got a couple podiums last night, right?
We got a fourth and a sixth last night in the threes, but no podium.
Pretty close. Now, hey, I keep hearing about the Sound Pony. You guys are huge supporters of this event. Where would people go of interest if they want to check out what the Sound Pony is? You have a website, and what's your address?
Yeah, we have a website is thesoundpony.com, and we're located here in the Brady Arts District at 409 North Main. The place is filled with bicycles, bicycle memorabilia. We've got a couple of national championship jerseys hanging. We have a world championship jersey hanging. Got many crashed bikes from several of the Tulsa Tough previous years. We just actually received a new crashed bike last night.
That's awesome. Those are always... Hey, people always wonder where to take them. I guess they can just take them to the Sound Pony. Now, I see this horse with a modified horn snout. How did you come up with the Sound Pony logo?
Well, he's a mythological creature. Here's a better example of it.
This is a horse with like a horn on its snout and wings like Pegasus.
Yeah, he's a Pegasus horse with a trumpet for a nose because he's musical. We do lots of live music at the Sound Pony. And we're a pretty boisterous group of people, so we like to think that we make a lot of noise. And really the basic meaning, a Sound Pony is a good horse, and our bikes are our horses. So
hey,
while we race.
That's awesome. Thanks. I'll let you finish up watching the race.
Thanks.
Bike Sport Radio is here with local training rides today. Manhattan Beach at the Kettle, infamous Kettle Ride. I'm here with Tim and Jim and Chuck. And you know how long this ride's been going on? Or?
So that's a good question. I mean,
has it always been called the Kettle Ride?
I don't know. I don't know if it was. Did South Bay start at Jim? It was certainly at least 25 years or more. And we used to meet, of course, across. There was no Starbucks here. It was a pharmacy. I mean, so this was. Otherwise, it would have been called a Starbucks or something to that effect.
Kettle's been here longer, huh?
I can't remember if the route was exactly the same, but it pretty much went up to Malibu and. And wherever from then, but it was a pretty small group of guys, mostly South Bay.
Mostly South Bay wheelmen, huh?
Yeah.
So now it's just kind of like an open ride. A bunch of clubs just show up every Sunday.
It was never an official South Bay ride. Bill Ron was president back then.
Bill Ron.
And the club, and so...
Gentlemen.
The nature of it, the number of people has grown, and of course... so many other clubs have split off from the Wheelmen and formed over the years, and so it's a pretty diverse group.
How long did it take you,
Eric? All right. Manhattan Beach Boulevard and Highland Avenue, every Sunday at 7 a.m., standard bike ride time, 7:10. We meet at 7, roll out at about 7:10, the Kettle, on Bike Sport Radio. Thanks, Chuck.
I'm here with Mike Farney with Rackster. Mike, I see this is a new product out here. It's obviously a great looking bike rack. There's a lot of bike racks out there. What makes your product different?
Yes, thanks, Jennifer. We are a unique bike rack. We have a design that we feel like has benefits over any other bike rack on the market. One, our bike rack is exceptionally lightweight. It's easy to handle, easy to take off of the car, easy to store, and easy to put back on the car. Two, it's for the type of rack that it is, a rack that mounts the bike with the wheels and tires, and it doesn't touch the frame. It only touches the wheels and tires. It's inexpensive for this style of rack. You don't have to remove a front wheel and fork mount it. It mounts both the front and rear tire. And finally, we have a feature that nobody else in the industry has. When you load multiple bikes, we have the ability to independently move the bikes forward and back on the racks. Typically, when you load one bike up, you load the second bike, and you'll struggle to find a position
with the handlebars.
The handlebars are not interfering.
Got it.
With the Rackster, the bike is capable of moving forward.
So you shift it forward, and then move it back into the sweet spot.
Until it nests. We call it auto nesting. So auto nesting is really our most unique feature. Once you find the position where it's nested, there's clearance everywhere.
Yeah.
You fold the swing arms and shoes up over the tires and use the simple Velcro straps to lock it in place.
And is it made here in the U.S.? Where is it located, headquarters?
We are located, headquarters is here in Tulsa in the suburb of Broken Arrow, Oklahoma.
What's the price point? You said it was an advantage price point. What's the price point of a rack like this?
Typically, the folding two-bike rack, which is comparable to what most other people make, our price is $329.99, and the comparable racks from Saris, Thule, Yakima will be $400 plus.
If a person wanted to buy this, where would they go visit? Do you have a website?
Yes, go to www.racksterracks.com.
And that's RAXTERRACKS.com. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Okay. Bike Sport Radio is still here on Monday, May 7th. And we've got some more news. This is a little bit sad news, unfortunately. Had to cut in here. Wouter Weiland, I hope I pronounced your name right, Wouter. Unfortunately, was killed today, Monday, on the third stage of the Giro d'Italia in Italy, coming down the mountain. Only 26 years old, had a crash. And they were unable to revive him, riding for the Leopard Trek team. So our thoughts go out to his family and him. Wouter Weiland, 26 years old, passed away at the Giro d'Italia today, unfortunate. So, all right, back to Bike Sport Radio and sounds of bike racing.
I'm here with Mike Farney with...
Well done, Scotts Valley. The Scotts Valley Grand Prix, of course, presented by...
All right, we're looking for that cream leader to come around. They're going to have six laps to go. And that was Jen Reeder. Jen Reeder on the last lap, who picked up a $100 cash premium, and there's another $100 cash premium right here.
You will have media from up and down the state of California. So well done, Scotts Valley. You're on the map for the cycle world. The flag has been raised, and it's showing six laps from Ryan Fu, our abacus on wheels. Six laps to go for our riders. Oh, third pillar's trying to eke out a preem. There's a push on the outside. It's peanut butter led. Is it Dylan? Oh, it's peanut butter taking the preem. Kerry Higgins. Kerry Higgins, your Wool Grand track rider, scooting around. Emily Matthews, six laps to go, riders. Six laps to go. No gamesmanship played. They've got to commit to it now. It's Olivia Dillon, Starnes, Haskell. Rider number 13, that is Wainsgaard. And rider number 10, that is Rushley Buchanan. So Rushley Buchanan, the time trialist extraordinaire and the woman who knows how to track race like nobody's business. Who is it giving chase? It is Vanderkitten Racing. Vanderkitten Racing giving chase. And here comes the big move on the outside. It's Southern California Bellow. Beatrice Rodriguez. Right behind her, that is Pam Schuster. Pam Schuster, the KG veteran, with three laps to go. Three laps to go.
Hey, Brad, nice to see you.
Hey, Jen.
Wow, this looks like a new little system on the back of your truck. What's up with this rack here?
Yes, it is. That is the Rackster Duopod. Holds two bikes.
That's fantastic. And what's so special about this rack that's different from others?
Ah, well, it's nice and low, so you don't have to lift it up real high. You're still using one of those roof racks?
I am, and let me tell you, I get so tired of putting my bikes on top of my car, and I've heard nightmare stories about my friends running into their garage and blowing up their forks and stuff because they forget that their bike's on top of their car.
Yes, that'll never happen with a Rackster rack.
Now, I'm kind of a low-budget bike racer. What's the price range for these things?
Ah, this is the Duopod. It's only $269.99. How about that?
That's good. Now, sometimes I need more than just two bikes. I sometimes travel with some in my car. Do they have something more than just the Duopod?
No problem. The Rackster Thorax holds three bikes, same concept as the Rackster Duopod, and it's only $449.
Wow, I got to tell you, I really like this. Where can I get one?
Well, you'll also like it because of its lightweight. The rack itself is light because it's got composite materials in the swing arms, and you can get them in Southern California at dealers in Poway, Irvine, Costa Mesa.
Great. I live in Northern California. Is there a complete list of dealers that I can find where the Rackster is?
Yes, there is. You can find more dealers at RacksterRacks.com. That's R-A-X-T-E-R, Racks, R-A-C-K-S.com.
Wow, Brad. Thanks so much. I can't wait to get one. Nice rack.
Thanks, Jen.
Timco driven. Timco at the front. It's Ali Starn sacrificing it. And we are down to 3 laps to go, ladies. 3 laps to go with 3 laps to go. It's Rusty Buchanan. It's Wainsgard. Oh, crafty move. Timco, Devin Haskell, let the gap open up on Ali Starnes. Melissa Sanborn. It's Sanbo. Melissa Sanborn trying to jump across the gap. On, there he is, the gas from Los Gatos. And there's Yuki Nakamura from Wentworth. Metro Bent. So Metro Bent, Los Gatos, and Psychopath now. Three up. Bridging attempt as Mariella Nash, Melissa Sanborn, and Yuki Nakamura launched off the front to try to close that gap. It is possible. With 3 laps to go and the games being played in that front group, it was only Tipco taking pace. And Devin Haskell did an excellent move. She opened up the gap on Ali Starnes and let Ali Starnes go out solo, forcing the other riders to, if they're not going to pull, they've got to chase and bring her back. Into this breakaway, will it be split or all six together again? And remember, we have three women trying to close the gap. There's your Black Demon moto. When you see that moto, you know the women, Banshees, will soon be far ahead, and there they are. And now it's Patella leading. Oh, big attack! Here we go! They're starting to uncork the knives! That's right! The knives are out, and it's Ali Starnes led with 2 laps to go! 2 to go! 2 laps to go, riders! Ali Starnes launching. You're going to see Devin Haskell go soon thereafter. She was on the back of that. All those three riders led by Sanbo, they just got caught on the corner, so Sanbo still at the front of things.
Melissa Sanborn leading the chase in the pack with only about a 5-second lead. There's six riders up the road, about a 5-second lead. And Melissa Sanborn trying to pull a pack back up at 2 laps to go.
Oh, yeah. Exciting action in the women's race at Scotts Valley Grand Prix from last year. You don't want to miss that race this year. Scotts Valley Grand Prix coming up May 15th here on Bike Sport Radio.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news, or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the Kill Radio online link at www.killradio.org or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
Okay, in closing, another Bike Sport Radio coming to an end today on Monday, May 7th. We usually talk about a little advocate issue, and here's a local issue we got to take care of. The city of Palos Verdes Estates is hosting a traffic commission meeting to discuss some speed cushions on a street called Via Del Monte that has put a cyclist in a coma. So please come out to that meeting and let them know how you feel about those speed cushions. That meeting is Wednesday, May 14th at 4 p.m. Wednesday, May 14th at 4 p.m., that's right, in Palos Verdes Estates. PVEstates.org for all details on that meeting. Hope to see you there. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.